Greetings from another day with Jesus, a daily word by Pastor Priji from the heart of God. As you receive the word, prepare your ears and mind to receive Him.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new morning. I pray that today you will have a revelation of God. Today you will have an experience with God that will cause you to fall in love with Him. Not run away from Him, not be afraid of Him, not be scared of Him. It is very natural for somebody who is not familiar with God to be afraid of His presence. We know what happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve, when they sinned, and when God came to speak to them, they just wanted to run away from His presence. But this morning, my prayer, my desire is that the more He draws near to you, the more you will draw nearer to Him. You will not run away from Him. You need to trust His love for you. You need to trust His care and His protection and provision for you. Even when you're not worthy, even when you're not ready, He's the one who makes you ready. He's the one who clothes you with the grace and the beauty and the power required to be in His presence. There is this particular story in the New Testament that has amazed me so many times. Let me read out verse 15 of Mark chapter 5. The Bible says that a crowd soon gathered around Jesus. There was something that had just happened here because of which a huge crowd just gathered around Jesus. And the Bible says that they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons. That's about 6,000 demons in one man. And these demons, they had tortured him. These demons, they had hurt him. These demons, they had tried their best to keep this man in bondage. And because of this man, these demons, they made sure to keep the entire city in a lot of fear. The Bible says in the next line, he was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane. This man who was possessed by 6,000 demons, he was, you know, never used to wearing clothes properly, and he was insane. He would hurt himself, he would hurt people coming his way. But all of a sudden, they saw this man, he was fully clothed and he was perfectly sane. This is a sight they have not seen for ages, decades probably. They have never seen something like this. And all of a sudden, they see this man completely all right. And the next verse says that they were all afraid. They were all scared. See, God had just moved in this land, and yet they were terrified. They wanted to run away from Him. In fact, the story goes on to say that they asked Jesus to go away and to leave them alone. Now, if they would have instead welcomed Jesus, if they would have instead loved Jesus into their homes, into their towns, into their neighborhoods, I'm sure that these 6,000 demons, they have done so much of damage in that area, and Jesus could have undone those damage. Jesus could have healed so many people in those places, but somehow they let their fear get in the way of receiving from God. See, God is going to continue to make advances into our lives. God will take a step to see if you will respond in faith or if you will respond with fear. Especially when there is something unexpected that happens and something unknown that happens, our natural response, because of our sin, because of our guilt, because of our fear, is to just say, I don't want to put my hand into this. I don't want to, you know, think about this. I don't want to worry about this. I don't want to just do something that I have never tried before. But this morning, I'm inviting you into an experience of God. Wherever you are, if you can just allow the Lord to encounter you, to encounter your relationships, to encounter your business endeavors, your career choices, everything that you do. Because there is a kind of a sanity that is coming. You know, for these guys, the demon-possessed man, that man hurting them and that man hurting the people and the atmosphere of the city, that had become normal for them. That had become so common that now that this man is fully clothed and perfectly sane, that looked like abnormal to them. The fact that this man had come back to his original shape, the original way in which God wanted him to be, the original way in which God had created him to be, these guys, they couldn't just envision it, because now they had tolerated the demons so long that now they are used to being around all the destruction, all the pain and all the hurt and all the abuse. But this morning, the Lord is opening your eyes to what is really normal for you, what is really good for you. The Lord is healing some of your hearts, and the Lord is saying, I am willing to clothe you today. I am willing to make things in your life perfectly sane. What is normal for you is actually not normal. Allow the Lord to define what should be normal. Allow the Lord to define what should be good, what should be perfect, what is clothed, what is full, what is good, what is honorable. Let the Lord define that in your life. And if we will yield to God without fear, if we will yield to God without any restrictions, any hesitations, the Lord will come, and there will be so many areas of your life that can be touched when we allow the Lord to just do that deep work in our spirit. So pray with me. If you have your family members that are struggling with this, get them along and pray along with them. And let's believe together that today the presence of God will be welcomed and celebrated in your house. He will not just be tolerated, but He will be welcomed and He will be celebrated. Father, we thank You for Your presence. We thank You, Lord, for Your voice. We thank You, Lord, for Your heartbeat. We thank You that when we trust in You, You don't allow us to be put to shame. Even when we don't know all the answers, even when stepping into the unknown looks scary to us, give us the grace to just move in faith, knowing that You are the one who makes us worthy, You are the one who clothes us, and You are the one who defines what is normal and what is perfect and what is beautiful for us. We yield ourselves to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope this word has divinely spoken into your spirit. For further details and resources, connect with us at pastorbridgie.com. Let His heavenly power lead your day ahead.